broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sandwichman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This, my fellow Americans, is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law that I am, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face, a good, honest, moral American people just simply cannot be beat, my fellow Americans. Hope you're all doing fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com, and gimmelibertyfund.com. And you want a win-win-win situation for patriots? Gimmelibertyfund.com. Cruz lands huge win in Wisconsin. The mainstream calls it a tipping point. Is it really? Time will tell. Trump says, quote, Donald J. Trump withstood the onslaught of the establishment yet again. Lion Ted Cruz had the governor of Wisconsin, had many talk shows, and the entire party apparatus behind him. The Trump campaign accused Cruz of coordinating with his, quote, super PAC in violation of federal election laws. Not only was he propelled by the, quote, anti-Trump super PACs, spending countless millions of dollars on false advertising against Trump, but he was coordinating with his own super PAC, which is blatantly illegal, said Trump. Ted Cruz is worse than a puppet. He's a Trojan horse being used by the party bosses attempting to steal the nomination away from Donald Trump. The problem is there was no evidence provided for Trump's claim. Yeah. Now, Judge Napolitano clearly states it's not an election. Napolitano breaks down convention rules and bribery that could take place virtually legally. Look, the Republican Party is not part of government, folks. I know you think it is, but it's not. And they can make the rules, they can change the rules, they can bribe, they can commit fraud, they can do whatever they want to. All right, we talked about our personal friend, Bert Smith, well-known patriot in Utah, personal friend, passes away at age 96. He loved his God, his family, and his country. We also finished the hour by talking about honest money versus fiat currency. Sam uses the 35 times rule of thumb. Anyway, the broadcast is available. LibertyRoundtable.com or on your Roku player. Check it out. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, Amtrak trains truck backhoe. I guess 106 miles per hour, two people killed on the track. We talked about the horrible record the government has in transportation. We talked about the Communist Manifesto discusses government control, central control of transportation. Freedom-loving Americans would reject government transportation. We also talked about the Capital Metro. Yeah, it's 40 years old. And it's staring down a midlife crisis, says the New York Times, as they go on and tell you how failing the system really is. And then they even finish by saying it's not only failing in Washington, D.C., but all over the country. All these big government city transportation systems are in trouble. They're all failing. They're all broke. They're all melting down. It's a disaster. Well, you say, Sam, quit complaining. What are your solutions? We talked about solutions like getting government out of the taxicab business. These endowments cost literally millions of dollars. Uber, finding a way to decrease the cost of transportation. Just imagine if individuals were free in the free marketplace to provide transportation solutions. Just imagine if bus companies in the private sector were competing without government compelling the taxpayers to pay for a non-competition monopoly-type bus system. Just imagine if Americans were left free to figure out the transportation solutions on their own. What could be? All right, we talked about this teen that saw two cops chilling at Chili's eating dinner, and, well, a bunch of teens surrounded the cops. The cops started to kind of go, this isn't right. But then a teen girl dropped the napkin on the table. She had no idea what she started. Her and her friends dared to tell the cops, thank you for keeping us safe. We're grateful for you, and don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. Oh, that was huge. Good work, people. We need more of that. We talked about the sad tale of the over-the-top extreme patriot, and that's how we rounded out the hour. The sad tale of the over-the-top extreme patriot. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm as patriotic as the next guy. Okay, what is liberty? What is freedom? How is it in America? Do we have a lot of problems? Yes, we do. But I've been submitting for literally years. This is the best country on the face of the earth, regardless of our problems. We have the seeds in America, thanks to the blood, sweat, and tears and very fortunes and lives of our founding fathers. I've said, you know what, we got the best country on the earth because we have the ability to use the checks and balances to restore America. Yeah, you could point to a little freedom that some other country has that we may have lost or that may be in the balance in America. I agree with that. But what you can't do is deny the fact that we in America have the ability to restore our country, to change the game different from any other country in the world. And that's why I say we're freer than other countries, even though, according to a lot of metrics, you may show that other countries are more free than America. I still disagree. Well, anyway, I digress, except to say next hour, Kurt's found a patriot friend who has lived in a lot of these other countries. We'll talk about liberty. We'll talk about freedom in relation to living in a lot of these places and get that person's take. It'll be quite interesting, to say the least. So that's coming up. But all I'm telling you is we've got a great country, folks. We really do. And you know what? Trump says, I want to make America great again. I don't believe Trump has the seeds for success to get that done. He's not promoting morality in the people. He's not promoting turn to God on our knees and repent. He's not talking about turn to God and repent and God will heal our land, as the Bible says. He just thinks he's the art of the deal guy and he could fix it all by himself. I don't agree with that. Nevertheless, his point is America is great. That's what Hillary Clinton's running around saying. America's already great. Well, both are true. America is great, but we need to make America great again. But we need to do it with neither of their plans. We need to do it with a good, honest, moral population. Turning to God for guidance. Humbly praying for his revelation, his direction, his safety, his counsel. And then going to work and doing the best we can on our own. In my humble opinion, that's how we're going to fix America. But anyway, I digress. All I'm telling you is, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth. And part of the reason for that is the brilliant checks and balance-based system that our founders put together. We just need to remember, be reminded, be brought back to the era of our founding fathers in terms of educational realities of how to apply those checks and balances for our mutual benefit and safety. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by worldaffairsbrief.com. When you want commentary on a troubled world coming into your inbox every Friday, think worldaffairsbrief.com. All right, without further ado, Kurt Crosby still on the road. He's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Liberty News Daily, our new web service, has a story. It's being posted right now, but I, of course, get a preview of the stories, Kurt. And the headline from this story that I want to pick your brain on says, taxes are now the biggest household expense for Americans. I'm going to say it again. Taxes are now the biggest household expense for Americans. What, you got a week until your taxes are due, Kurt? I think it's time to bring this up. Taxes are now the biggest household expense for Americans. You want to respond?
Well, you know, this is nothing new to us. We've seen this for years, and in fact, you can add up your food, your clothing, and as far as I can tell, your house, expense, and add all those together, and still not as much as your taxes. And now some people are at the loss. They go, well, how do you figure that? I mean, I just got a tax. tax refund. What does that work? Well, you have to remember that there are groups that track this, and they track the money spent by all the different government organizations and the money brought in by all the different businesses, and the figure is about 60% of our money.
All right, we're going to talk about it more and break it down in detail for you, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt's right. This is a serious, serious problem. And everybody likes to talk about, oh, man, let's, decrease government expense. But no one talks about what we're really going to cut spending on. There's been a couple of people that have had the guts to do so. We'll tell you about them and their leadership as well.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How would you like raw honey delivered to your door? Tastes fantastic. Not all kinds of GMOs and bogus additives. It's just clean, pure honey the way God intended it to be. Kurt Crosby has all the details. Get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Raw honey or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Taxes becoming one of the biggest expenses for Americans, and it has been for a long time, but they break down more details. Taxes now biggest household expense. Taxes now constitute the largest household expense for an American family. Wow. reports the Tax Foundation, for the typical household, ladies and gentlemen, the cost of our out-of-control belligerent government exceeds the cost of housing, food, and clothing combined. The organization has now designated April the 24th as, quote, Tax Freedom Day. That's the day in which Americans have earned enough in 2016 to pay off their government abuse. Right? However, if you talk about future demands, then that day is May 10th. You want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, and the key thing here, at least in my opinion, you'll see these reports almost yearly around, you know, your beloved April 15th. And the key thing that I wish that I would see when I see these articles is, here's what we could do to correct this problem. And along with the idea that, you know, you could have a history lesson, you could say, look, when the founding fathers started this whole thing, you know, 1/10 of 1% of the Americans' money went to taxes or whatever the number was, you know, and you could, it would be a great graph, you know what I mean? Because you could have, then it cruised all the way up to a full 1% by whatever the number was, 1800 or, you know, whatever you'd say. But you could do a great graph. Maybe some listeners aware of something like that. But, you know, the bottom line is you could learn from history to say, hey, look, here's where we were. Here's where we are now. Let's head back to the good old days, if you will. And, you know, the solutions, I remember years ago we were introduced to one of the best solutions to the whole income tax problem. And that was a good gentleman from the great state of Georgia. His name was Charles Collins. He actually was a presidential candidate, I believe, on the Republican Party before he tried on the Reform Party, but his name is Charles Collins, a former, what do they call it?
Who knows? What does Charles Collins have to do with anything?
Well, he proposed.
Yeah, but other people proposed this before he did, right? This wasn't his new creation.
Well, he along with these different economists, said that basically you could have a 1% transaction tax that would completely eliminate all the other taxes simply because it would fund all the other the taxing entities at their same levels at that time. And then that first year you would pay off the national debt. And after that, you could drop it down to, say, 0.25% or somewhere in that range. You wouldn't have to have the intrusive IRS, you know, that we've grown to love and that kind of thing. You wouldn't have the property taxes. You just have this one simple tax. So there are solutions, ladies and gentlemen. And that is one of the things we like to provide when we talk about these issues.
Amen to that. And there's not only plenty of solutions, Kurt, but here's the problem. The mainstream press, along with government, will never go with the plan that Charles Collins had talked about plenty, because they'll lose their control mechanisms on the rest of us. They love to just sick the IRS after you, or sick this or that agency after you, and shut you down. They love those levers of control that they maintain to just put fear and terror into the American people. Whenever people hear IRS, they're just in terror, for good reason. But it's a tragic situation. Now, there's a better answer than even Charles Collins' solutions, Kurt.
Yes, and the tariffs, you know, is one of the key things, at least when it came to funding the federal government that was in the early days of our country. And we've gone away with the onslaught of the free trader. We've gone away from that. And, you know, and that's where Mr. Trump gets a lot of his ammo, if you will, is we've given all these most favored nation trading partners, you know, like the communist Chinese, free access to our markets, with very little, if any, cost to them, and yet they still maintain or charge us handsomely or, you know, ugly fashion, I would say, to access any of their markets. And so that's where his, you know, this isn't fair deal kind of thing is, you know, pretty easy to sell to people. But you mentioned one thing you mentioned, Sam, is the idea that the press loves this IRS thing. But Congress, in my opinion, is the main lovers of the IRS and that system, because it helps them to bring in cash, both from entities who want special deals in the tax code for themselves. And so the congressman can propose that each time they do the Paperwork Reduction Act and increase the cost of compliance, if you will. Then they can give their buddy who has contributed nicely to their campaign some special opportunity, if you will, there. And that's the beauty of taking that away would be, hey, then you wouldn't have that going on in Congress. But it is a stretch to get that done. But there are solutions, aren't there, Sam?
Yeah, and I agree Congress is hooked on it. But I personally see the media just as supportive. I mean, they could report things that would be very friendly to freedom if they wanted to, and they never, ever do it. In fact, if I were to pick apart the IRS, the mainstream press would be on me and say how anti-government and evil and that I won't pay my fair share, and they'll just run around with their lies everywhere. And that's the kind of the bogus idea. Now, I don't recommend you just not pay your taxes because you'll go to jail. What we need to do is pay them in the meantime while we're in the jaws of the lion, if you will.
Yeah.
The way the Bible talks about it is, you know what, agree with thine adversary while in thy way with him. And what it means is, you know what, when you're in a bad position, it's not time just to get all crazy and lose everything you have. But it is time to use the checks and balances against evil government and shut it down. Well, anyway, the reason I bring all this up, Kurt, is not only are there solutions like tariffs, as you wisely point out, not only are there solutions like Charles Collins' ideas, which would be fantastic, but there's even, in my mind, better solutions than all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simply decrease the size and scope and expenditures and needs and demands of a belligerent, unconstitutional, out-of-control government. In other words, the way you bring reality in line is you don't just have to balance the budget and then lie and find ways to break that balancing of the budget. What you do is you decrease expenses.
Wow. Imagine that.
And so you just start going through, and I'm submitting you can probably get rid of 80, 90% of the government that's unconstitutional. And just flat out, make instead of an idea like the Republicans always love to tell you, oh, we have non-essential and essential government services. Okay, that's a bogus way to deceive you. What about constitutional and unconstitutional services? Why don't we just permanently get rid of all the unconstitutional ones, huh? All right, news the networks refuse to use continues. Sam and Kurt on your radio. We got a lot of news to cover. Hang tight.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Republican Governor Robert Bentley of Alabama is being battered with calls to resign and facing articles of impeachment over allegations of sexual misconduct and criminal misbehavior. Elected in 2010 as a champion of traditional values, Bentley divorced his wife of 50 years last August amid rumors of an affair with an aide named Rebecca Caldwell Mason, a mother of three and former beauty queen who was employed by a group called the Alabama Council for Excellent Government, which had been created to lobby on behalf of Governor Bentley's initiatives. Mrs. Mason served as Bentley's chief political advisor, receiving a salary of $91,400 despite the fact that she was a lobbyist rather than a government employee. This led to questions about possible misuse of state property. In early March, Spencer Collier, former head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, claimed that he had been fired last year after unearthing evidence of an affair between Bentley and Mason, as well as of improper use of state resources by the governor. This prompted Bentley to convene a press conference in which he admitted to inappropriate comments to Mason while denying what he called a physical affair. Within a few hours, however, audio tapes of graphic sexual conversations between Bentley and Mason were leaked to the press. Further investigation of the matter revealed that Mason's husband, John Mason, also received a $91,400 salary as head of the governor's office of faith-based initiatives, as well as occupying another paid position with the University of Alabama, which used PayPal to expedite payments to him. What had been a sordid story of infidelity took on a new layer of complexity with the revelation that the Masons were involved in a complicated web of lobbying and dark money groups that have received hundreds of thousands of dollars over the past 3 years. Kyle Cardenas, a PTSD-afflicted veteran from Gilbert, Arizona, suffered a panic attack last September that almost proved fatal when the police intervened to help him. When Cardenas suffered a breakdown, his parents called the VA crisis hotline seeking medical assistance, and they specifically asked that the police not become involved. However, within a few minutes, officers arrived, and things got worse from there. After struggling with the officers, Cardenas retreated to his bedroom. The police followed him, tasering him at least 7 times and firing pepper spray into his face. Cardenas was also punched, kicked, and struck with batons. One of the officers ordered a police canine to bite the terrified man. After Cardenas was taken to the hospital, he was tasered yet again, and doctors had to restart his heart. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Pete's on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. You got a tax question, sir? We're not your accountants. Are you there, Pete? All right, there's Pete. Sorry about that. My fault. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering if you heard anything on the White Roses situation.
I have. White Rose emailed me and said he basically beat up the judge and it's all good and everything. And then I wrote back and said, you know what? A lot of people have temporary wins. Ammon looked good at first, too, when he took over the refuge for several days, for several weeks. Everybody was like, see, Sam, he's doing great. He can freely do whatever he wants. He hasn't broken any laws. It's all good. And I said, you guys just wait. It's kind of like the guy that tries to fight the IRS. At first, it looks good, Pete. You file a couple of documents or something like that, and you back away the government. But you know what? Eventually, they get you. Eventually, you just don't win. Because, look, you're dealing with thugs. And even if you're right with a lot of points on the law, they'll just flat out ignore the law and throw you in jail. And then they'll file all kinds of bogus, trumped-up charges against you. Let me give you a quick example to make the point. And I'll tell you where I really learned this the most. We all know the Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel, a bunch of thugs, okay?
Right.
And a friend of ours, his name is Hans Andersen Jr., if you want to know who he is. Back in the 1980s, he literally found himself at the head of a legitimate grand jury. And when I say legitimate, meaning it was properly embodied and executed and everything else. And they were trying several different federal cases. And all of a sudden, he thought to himself, you know what? I'm in a perfect position as the grand jury leader to indict the Federal Reserve. I mean, these people are thugs. They need to be indicted. So he put together the educational materials. He educated his fellow jury members. And they literally filed several indictments of the Federal Reserve. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know what the judge did?
I can just about guess.
He threw it out and said it was a runaway grand jury and just flat out shut it down.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's...
Okay, so I learned then it doesn't matter if White Rose has points of law on his side. It doesn't matter if White Rose is correct. Okay, those things don't matter, and that's kind of what I'm getting at here, is that it's not even a battle between me and the White Rose about who's right or wrong. I agree with many points he makes. But I'm telling you right now, if he keeps it up, he'll be in jail.
Well, so it was adjourned, and he has to go back to court.
I don't know all the details of exactly what it is. When he emailed me about it, I wrote back my response. And then he basically sent me a message showing where I offered to discuss this for, with him on air. And then I wrote back and said, if you want to discuss it on air, I can do it, but I can't do it today because it was like minutes before the show and we got to plan shows. We have guests and topics we work on and everything. Anyway, long story short, I haven't heard since. So that invitation is still open to the White Rose. It's certainly important to hear about his update. I promised him that we would do that and we will.
Yeah.
But that's what I know currently.
I was just kind of interested because I heard him on there and, you know, I got to respect the guy because he's boots on the ground. He did what I did, and I wonder if he won. You know, I won. So, but there's a way to, you know, you have to, you really have to know terminology, semantics, how it's worded, and you have to know, basically, you know pretty much how the money system works. If you don't know how the money system works, especially in these foreclosures or third-party debt collection credit line things, if you don't know how fractional reserve banking works, you're in trouble because you don't know what to ask for, you don't know how to word it, and you can't come out of there. You're not going to be able to walk out of there and not go back again. I'm not going back.
And that's one of the points that I made to the White Rose also is that, you know, it's not that I even disagree on a lot of these facts, but what my problem is, if I use my radio microphone, if I use my microphone to promote or talk about what White Rose is doing, and then people start going to jail, see, at some point I become somewhat responsible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, understandable. Well, his charges were, you know, he wasn't dealing with a third-party debt collection agency or a bank foreclosure. Didn't he have some kind of,
I don't know the answer. Pete with the White Rose just dialed in. Should we go to him?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, sir. We'll jump right to the White Rose.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's do this, Curtin, to see what the White Rose says. Are you there, sir?
Yes, hello?
Yep, you're on the radio.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Hey, Sam, what I emailed you was the whole story to what the outcome was to the case, and the fact was all charges were dropped. I never pleaded or prayed to the court of legal fiction. All charges were dropped. There were no fines or penalties or anything like that that I had to pay for being guilty of anything. I won the case. I stood on Bond versus United States and the Clearfield Doctrine and the First Commandment, and I won the case.
And my response, is clear, and I've told you before, you won the case for now, my friend.
No. All charges were dropped. I won the case.
I know what you think.
Everybody else does the same thing I did. We can empty these prisons out. All right?
I know what you think. Hold on, let me stop you.
You need to withdraw your signature. Signature means against nature. You're admitting to being the 14th Amendment piece of paper. If you sign anything.
Let me just tell you what I know. I've watched these cases for 25 years. And a lot of times people can get cases dropped. And they do, and they win. But I submit to you that it's a hollow... Let me continue.
Dropped and winning. Yeah, that's what happened. I agree with you.
Let me continue, though. However, I submit to you that it's a hollow victory. And eventually, you will find yourself sideways on something else. And eventually, you will lose.
No, eventually nothing. That judge told every damn cop in the county to leave me the hell alone and never bring me back to his court again. I guarantee you. He
All
don't
right.
want to see my
Hold on.
Face ever again. And that's what you have to do. You got to make the judge get so mad at you that he yells, "Shut up!" And then he don't want to ever see you again. That's exactly what I accomplished, and
All
that's
right.
what everybody needs to accomplish. They don't want to see
Now, hold on, White Rose. You've made an interesting claim that I want to dig into. Now you've told me that the judge told every cop to leave you alone and never...
I'm just assuming that he would...
Hold on.
All the cops in the county don't have nothing to do with this guy. Leave him
Hold
alone.
On.
Unless you're bringing him in for something like great crime or something.
You've told me that the judge told every cop to never bother you and never bring him
no,
you back
no.
to his court. Is that right?
I'm telling you that I can imagine that he would say that.
All right. And I'm telling you right now that the government never gives up. They're evil. And you may have had them dismiss this for a reason. But I'm telling you from experience. Kurt, do you want to chime in on this? I've seen too many people tell me this too many times only to discuss with them.
I'm telling you from experience, they've been after me for 40 years trying to murder me. They tried to murder me twice already, and I beat them.
All right, Kurt, you want to respond?
When I was a kid, they tried to murder me.
White Rose thinks he's got a victory.
Yeah, I got a victory, and everybody else can have a victory. Just go to my website and read what it says on the back page. You never read the whole article, Sam. You got to play that whole article out and read it. All right?
I read it all.
Thing, from beginning to end.
I read it all. You just think that you're...
WhiteRose.SimpleSite.com. Check it out. The back page, you put on the right-hand corner, says more.
All right, Kurt, you want to respond?
Very good. Thanks for the call. WhiteRose.SimpleSite.com. All right, good. Just to, you know, at least I'm going to tell you a quick story about my own dad. And, you know, and you said that for, 40 years you've been fighting this battle, if I remember right, something like that. And, you know, and I agree that, you know, that your work is important. In my opinion, it's something you feel led to do. We simply... you know, have felt led to do the things we do. But I remember when, you know, at our own ranch in a little place in Arizona, when our road got washed out from the flood, and my dad had to put a new road in to get the cattle to feed them and water them and that kind of stuff. And the state road trucks put a big old rock in the road. Well, then he had to move the get the tractor and get the rock out of the road. And they did that because they said there was supposed to be 75 feet of pavement there so that the road didn't get dirty when you get on the road and off the road. But the bottom line is a bully, like the wicked government, now I don't mean good government agents like Sheriff Mack and others that we know. I'm talking about the ones who don't follow the laws as they should. There are good judges and good and bad judges. And all it will take is some bad peace officer, or excuse me, we should call them bad cops, and a bad judge, and they can put you away. Now, it will be against
can I,
the law.
Can I chime in here?
You guys all got to stop so I can take a commercial break.
Yeah.
Then we'll let the White Rose finish up. The White Rose isn't going to listen to anything we say, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen. All he's going
to
do is tell you how he's right.
Everything you
hold on. We're going to mute you. And we'll let him come back and respond. But he's just going to refute everything we say, and we're going to refute everything he says, and we're not going to get anywhere. But we'll let him finish in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Well, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. vigor test, free, scientifically proven, today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
See, the problem that I have with this stuff is it just destroys radio programs, okay? At 33 after or so, we took the first call related to this, and we're still at it. And we don't agree on anything. All right, with that, White Rose, you got 1 minute, go.
No, I agree with you, Sam, and I do listen to everything you guys say. And you know, the problem is that everybody thinks there's good people and there's bad people, and there may be some good people and bad people, but for the most part, I think people are all with desire to be good. The problem is, the enemy is ignorance, willfully choosing to ignore facts, okay? I, myself, personally, I don't believe anything. I research, find out three contributing different factors to the same truth, and then I can say, okay, I know this is a fact and this is true. I don't believe stuff just by hearing it one time, okay? So all this stuff that I did came from many different sources, and it's all proven to be true, okay? And what else can I say? The enemy is ignorance, not good or evil, really, although good and evil does exist, but the enemy is ignorance.
All right, I would submit to you that the battle in this world is between good and evil.
Yeah. Sam, I was very disappointed to hear you had ham on Easter Sunday, though.
Why is that?
I used to think that, you know, I used to believe in the Bible. I believe in the whole Bible, you know. And I believe that it says in the Bible you shouldn't eat pork products.
My response is you're in the Old Testament, sir.
For a reason, and I quit eating pork products and shellfish three years ago, and I'll tell you what, my body feels a whole lot better from doing it. So I think that if I was you, I would stop eating pork products and maybe you feel a lot better.
All right, there you go. There you go. All right, Kurt, you want to respond. Again, when we talk about facts, I have never known a person, Kurt, never. And I've been in the Patriot movement for a long time. I have never known anyone who thumbs their nose at the government and at the judges and you know, who has taken on these allodial title issues or a lot of these battlegrounds. I've never known a single person to win in the end. Not a one. Not a one. And so I appreciate that the White Rose thinks he won this case. And maybe on the books they dropped it to not have this big old court battle for now. But I'm telling you from experience, they will be back. They're worse than the Terminator. It's not a joke. It's not a movie. It's real.
Well, and the other part, Sam, at least in my opinion, is simply what happens during the whole fight, during the whole deal, when... You know, you're forced to basically, I mean, White Rose has got to put up a website, he's got to do all this stuff. And it's true, he's trying to educate and inform people, but he's also, you know, he's got to, he already admitted to, I thought he said, like a 40-year battle. I know my dad did the same thing or more. And, you know, so much of it is simply when we have our government that doesn't follow the rules that are in place for it to follow, you know, but it is a duty of Americans to do what White Rose is doing, as well as whenever you see injustice, wherever you are, you know, battle against it. So
anybody else that tries to push the needle of freedom in the positive direction.
Right? I agree with that, but there's caveats, though, Kurt. And the big issue is I don't want to be the guy that says, oh, yeah, man, follow the white rose. His plan's great. And then pretty soon, you know what? You got legal troubles and you lose all your possessions and you melt down and you go to jail. Oh, follow Ammon Bundy's plan. It's great. You know, he's right on the land issues. Okay, I believe I have a responsibility to educate people about how to really move the needle for freedom forward. And what happens oftentimes is when people make, in my humble opinion, wrong moves, like what Ammon Bundy's done, you set the needle of liberty back, even though you intend to move the liberty forward, move the needle towards liberty forward. You really set liberty back, Kurt.
Well, let me say this, that I agree that, in my opinion, his money and his time and his effort could be used for more constructive, you know, results. And that's simply because of the way we feel about the different things that, you know, we're involved with. But on the other hand, I certainly don't want to, you know, tell people that feel strongly about what they're doing that, hey, you know, just sit home and watch TV, because in my opinion, that's the real problem in America, the people that aren't involved at all. Whereas, you know, if more and more people were involved, we could have better and better government.
All right, now let me give you an example. There's a friend of ours, I won't name him, yeah, but he was super cocky against the IRS, Kurt. He figured out a way, buddy. He had read these books. He had just the laws, just the answer. Irwin Schiff was one of those guys, by the way, and he had all kinds of problems. He used to be on a Las Vegas radio station, a flamethrower, 50,000 watts, AM 720.
Yeah.
Out of Vegas, yeah, and hell on the radio, but he had all kinds of legal troubles. But another guy, a friend of ours, he had a big old battle with the IRS. And at first, he was so cocky, and we tried to talk him out of it, and he said we didn't know anything, and he had won this, and he had got them to agree to that, and he, you know, and but then he went to jail. And then a couple of years later, he got out of jail, and we talked to him, and he was a completely, absolutely, completely different man. He wasn't cocky. He was humble. He was quiet. He was almost afraid of himself, believe it or not. I mean, he was, and I just see what it does to people's lives and possessions. And when people lose everything because of this dishonest government, it's very hard for me to encourage that kind of behavior. I think it's counterproductive, Kurt. I really do. And I understand that there's right on the sides of these people who take on these battles. I get it. I know Rose doesn't think that I study this and that I don't understand. I understand. I also understand that everybody I know that's gone down these roads eventually loses. Everyone. Because here's the reason. Their whole system falls apart if you start winning and it becomes public, Kurt. They will never let that happen. That's the problem. All right. Any final thoughts on that?
Well, the whole Ammon Bundy / Cliven Bundy and all that kind of stuff is the perfect example of this. You know, and you've mentioned, 38 different individuals who, you know, were in the fight for freedom, if you will, and doing all they could that way are now behind bars, right?
Yeah. And I don't really know what to think about it. I mean, I feel horrible about it. Ammon's a friend of mine. I wish there was something more that could be done for him. I really do. But look, it's going to cost probably a couple of million to get some of the best lawyers to get Ammon out of this. And nobody that I know has the money. And even if we had the money, would it be the wisest thing to spend it on? I was telling Ammon the second I understood what he was doing, not to do it. And of course, what Ammon would say is, you don't even know. I'm right. The laws are with me. I got a personal text that says from Ammon that says, Sam, I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your concern for us, but we are doing what's right. He still is convinced that's true, Kurt.
Yeah.
And so facts are a very elusive thing. I guess it depends on what you take to be facts. I think there are better ways to go about it, but I go to the Bundy Ranch website, Kurt, to see what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see a lot here. You can get on their action list. You can donate. Many have asked where to donate. Their battle costs will be astronomical, they say. But they believe they're right. Now, Saturday, March 26th is when they wrote last. Freedom isn't free. You get a shirt. You can pick your size of shirt, Kurt. I agree freedom isn't free. But I also think we need to use stratagem. And I know some people would say, Sam, you're just a wimp. The founders went through a lot more than we even have. Ammon might say that even. And I would say, I get it. I also get the best way to stay free and fight for liberty. Had I taken on the IRS, I'd probably be in jail right now and not providing even a platform for these discussions. Ammon Bundy speaks to potential whistleblowers in the government and urges them not to be afraid to come forward and to expose the truth about the FBI and law enforcement misconduct. America will protect you, he says. We need you to share this so people who have disinfo will come forward. Posted by Bundy Ranch. Now, I think Ammon's right. There are thugs in the government that are dishonest as all get out. And they ought to come forward to me, whistleblowers. But when he says, hey, don't be afraid, Kurt. Government or Americans will support you. I don't see it. Do you see it, Kurt?
Kind of makes me remember about the Ben Franklin deal where the we're behind you. You know, you look back there, and man, they're so far back there, you can't even see them, you know. But anyway, that's the way it is. But, you know, the fact is there are folks that work on a local basis and think that's very important. They work on a county basis and think that's very important. They work on a state basis. Then they even work on the federal or even the world government basis. And, you know, we appreciate everyone's efforts. We just think that the media is a key part to, bringing the truth to the people.
All right. I don't disagree with a lot of points made, folks, and I'm not trying to attack White Rose. But I do want to keep my friends and my listeners safe. And I don't want them to take action that will prematurely stop them from being engaged in the freedom fight. That's all. It's that simple. And I hope White Rose wins forever. But if he's really right, hey, we got to tell the tale to the whole world, huh? LibertyRoundtable.com.